This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in the Somnath Swabhiman Parv being celebrated at Prabhas Patan in Gujarat to celebrate India's resilience. The Prime Minister reached Somnath on a three-day visit to Gujarat this evening and took part in the Omkar Jap at the temple premises. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister is scheduled to join Shaurya Yatra and offer prayers to Somnath Mahadev. He will then travel to Rajkot to inaugurate the Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference. In a social media post today, Prime Minister Modi expressed his eagerness to engage with the nation's youth at the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Prime Minister said the country's youth power, driven by remarkable enthusiasm and unparalleled zeal, remains firmly committed to the nation's growth and progress. The Prime Minister will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 on Monday to commemorate the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekanand in New Delhi. The Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandavia, said that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 is a unique platform which will provide an opportunity to young leaders of the country to present their ideas directly to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News, the minister said the ideas shared by young minds will help shape the future policies of the government, taking the nation closer to the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
If a teacher adopts the principle of nation first, then while teaching the children sitting in front of him, thought will come to his mind that they are the future of my country. When he himself embraces nationalism and the idea of nation first, he will inspire and motivate those in front of him.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the law and order plays a vital role in the development of any state. Addressing a constable appointment ceremony in Jaipur this afternoon, Mr. Shah said that despite several challenges, the Rajasthan government has given special attention to law and order, and as a result, the state has now emerged as a preferred destination for investors. The Home Minister said that a state progresses when young people are given jobs without recommendation, without corruption, and through a fully transparent selection system. During the program, the Home Minister handed over appointment letters to around 10,000 newly recruited constables of the Rajasthan Police. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has approached the Supreme Court in the consultancy firm IPAC case today. Meanwhile, the West Bengal government has filed a caveat in the Apex Court seeking that no order should be passed without hearing it. The ED yesterday approached the Calcutta High Court seeking a CBI probe against West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. The High Court adjourned the hearing till January 14. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired a pre-budget consultation with states and union territories in New Delhi. Chief ministers and finance ministers of several states and union territories were present in the meeting. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said that during the meeting, participants gave several suggestions to the Union Finance Minister for consideration in the Union Budget of 2026-27. The budget session of Parliament is scheduled to begin on the 28th of this month. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi today highlighted that India's clean energy sector has achieved significant growth in 2025, with non-fossil fuel installed capacity rising to 266.78 gigawatt. In a social media post, the minister said that the rise represents a 22.6% increase compared to 2024. He mentioned that over 49 gigawatt of new non-fossil capacity was added during the year 2025. Iran has been gripped by increasingly large protests, which entered its 14th day. The Iranian army said today that it will safeguard strategic infrastructure and public property as the government has stepped up efforts to quell the country's biggest protests in years. In Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Delhi Capitals by 50 runs at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.